It is hot out there. As we heard earlier in the program, cities across the country are experiencing record high temperatures. Get this, in Death Valley National Park here in California, the thermometer hit 126 degrees, which beats a record set in 1933. 126. Now that could make you really thirsty, and what you would want would be a neighborhood glass of lemonade. In Flagstaff, Arizona, a group of young lemonade entrepreneurs have found their way to success. From member station KNAU, Jillian Ferris Cole reports that the kids' lemonade is both gourmet and philanthropic.
7-year-old Giovanna Thull and a few friends have been preparing for their first lemonade stand for 2 days. Now everything's ready, right down to the colorful sale signs.
My sign says fresh squeezed lemonade.
Giovanna, her little brother Leo, and friends Isabella and Juliana have organized the event. They stand in Giovanna's kitchen, sticky up to their elbows, as they make fresh strawberry lemonade with a little help from mom, Joya Woods.
We're using a recipe from Grandma. We call it Grandma's Best Lemonade. And you have to make this sugar syrup. That way you can make sure the sugar dissolves into the lemonade so you don't have granules. No country time. Fresh.
Grandma's Best Lemonade isn't the only fresh idea at this sale. The kids have decided not to spend the profits on themselves, but on homeless animals instead.
My name's Isabella, and I'm 8. I wanted to do a lemonade stand because I wanted to raise money for the animal shelter, and I thought it would be really fun, and it's my first time.
For a group of first-timers, the kids seem to be natural entrepreneurs. They take their homemade signs and 2 jugs of Grandma's Best Lemonade to a neighborhood park. They set up right next to a soccer field where a sweaty group plays in 90-degree weather. Then the kids deliver the sales pitch.
1, 2, 3.
Fresh squeezed lemonade for sale, 25 cents.
Halftime brings a rush of customers.
I think our yelling works.
So do you want strawberry or regular?
2 regular.
Soccer players, runners, and dog walkers line up to buy Grandma's Best Lemonade. At 25 cents a glass, sales are swift. The kids start swinging deals for some of their customers.
It's free because you have a dog.
6-year-old Juliana even offers a glass of lemonade to an Irish setter named Ollie.
Aw, he doesn't like it.
Ollie quickly cleanses his palate with a Dixie cup full of water. There's only a little bit of strawberry lemonade left by the time the soccer players head back to the field. The kids polish it off while Giovanna gets down to business.
We can count the money.
It's $8. We have $8.
The final count seems to suit the kids just fine. After they clean up and take down their signs, the young philanthropists load up in the car and drive to the Second Chance Center for Animals. They want to make their sticky donation in person. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff, Arizona.